talking about our teams. Great follow on Twitter, Terry Pluto. Follow him, of course, there at Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com as well. Eight-time Ohio Sports Writer of the Year, graduate Benedictine, and joining us now to talk about our teams. By the way, yeah, Terry on tour, in person, the Mentor Library on February 13th, 6:30. Terry, is that right?
You've got it.
Mentor, get that on your schedule. Mentor Library, February 13th, 6:30. All right, let's start with our Cavs. I mean, the coach is now saying, yeah, don't worry, we'll be in the playoffs. I'm like, really? We have to reinforce that, Terry?
Well, he did get asked the question, to be fair, to Tyronn Lue. So that was probably how I would answer it, too. The fact that the question is being asked, obviously, is relevant. But I think, what are they, 1-8 of their last 20 or whatnot? That doesn't look like a playoff team, and 20 games is a quarter of a season.
Yes, it is, and anyone who's paid any attention of late, some of these games have just been absolutely...
Well, they haven't been paying attention, Mike.
Pardon?
The Cavs themselves.
Yeah, I know. You know, we're embarrassed. They don't seem to be, when you hear some of the things that are said. All right, your interesting column today, as the trade deadline draws near, see if you can get a deal for Isaiah Thomas. Do you think they actually could get a taker right now?
You could include him on something else to somebody wanting, you know, the expiring contract thing. Remember, this is basically, you go from Isaiah Thomas was an all-star who averaged 29 points a game, but we don't see that player now. And, Mike, you're very involved in the Cavs. Do you anticipate that player shows up in the next couple months?
Well, I probably not till April. I mean,
why would you think April?
Well, and why then? Well, you would just hope that over a period of time that he would get to that point, and you would hope for that. That would be the best case. That's what I mean. That really, even it was said, I think, that maybe he should have waited till then to come back.
That's what he mentioned. And, of course, then that meant he would have been coming back full force. You know, my fear is, by the way, this is not to say Isaiah Thomas is finished, but probably you look at something like this. This is like a pitcher who maybe came back too soon from arm surgery or an arm problem. He might need another offseason and everything else to strengthen himself. Because remember, he's a free agent in the summer. A lot of people forget that. So his contract then becomes one of those, quote, expiring contracts, just like Channing Frye or a couple others. And my view is at this point, you know, you have LeBron. You don't know how long you're going to have LeBron. I would be willing to trade Isaiah Thomas as part of a deal with somebody else to get somebody you want. You know, somebody wants to dump some salary. And go from there, because clearly he doesn't mesh with what they're doing now. And this, by the way, isn't even a knock on Isaiah, because he's going to play the way he plays, which is run up and down, shoot, try to get to the rim. But, Mike, in the last five games, he's shooting 30%.
I know.
If he was trending upward, I'd feel better. He's trending down, and that tells me that hip is just not strong enough. He falls down all over the place, not just driving to the rim. And, you know, this, look, most of the time, when a really good player is playing very poorly, you know, unless there's some strange reason off the court, and that's not here, he's hurt. That's it.
All right, Terry, you look at things now, that the clock is ticking. You mentioned LeBron's future. The Cavs certainly in the now moment, but also they have that draft pick. That's probably the most valuable asset they have right now. So that's the dilemma that they are in. Gilbert, maybe you could trade an expiring contract. I see maybe Charlotte would move a Kemba Walker. Yep. Something like that could make sense for the Cavs. But there are a lot of elements here for the Cavs right now to consider.
Of course there are. Now, if the player, I was told this by somebody from the high up of the Cavs a couple of weeks ago, if there is a player who's under contract for a couple of years and he's, you know, in his middle 20s or something like that, and they really like him, they would move the pick. So it's not like we're never going to trade that pick. But it has to be, for example, remember the Indians traded top prospects for Andrew Miller because he's under contract for a couple of years during his prime. In other words, that pick would then be attached to a deal of that sort, but not for DeAndre Jordan or a guy with maybe just under contract through next year. And most of the time, those are the players being traded. So I was sitting around saying, well, what kind of assets can you build up besides your own draft pick and, you know, down the usual Channing Frye, Eamon Shumpert road? And I'm like, well, what is the really value of keeping Isaiah Thomas this season? I see none.
Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter. See him at the Mentor Library, February 13th. Thanks, pal.
Take care.